All right, our next guest went from 16-year-old dropout in the Midwest, moves out to L.A., becomes a professional skateboarder, and now he's a big TV star. Rob Dyrdek, what's up, man? How are you?
How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm really excited to talk to you right now. I feel like I am talking to a long-lost brother. My doppelganger is now on the air with us. I have to tell you a true story. You know, I work with Shaquille O'Neal, run his streaming platform, and helped produce some of his music and been working with him for a while. And it happens mostly when I'm with Shaq, because people assume, you know, Shaq's rolling with big dogs like Rob Dyrdek. But if I wear a hoodie, if I wear a hoodie and a hat, I have signed this is no bullshit, signed autographs, taken pictures with people, and they think I'm Rob Dyrdek. No bullshit. It's happened to me five or six times.
Man.
So I don't know how, like, man, if that makes you feel weird.
You guys could be robbing big. Man.
We could recreate it. I'm thinking I got to get you connected with Shaq. I don't want to try to replace your old friend Big, but I know a big guy. I know a big black guy that maybe could fit his shoes.
Yeah, look, I mean, Shaq's just like so next level right now, from TNT to then, you know, some Papa John's conference room to then literally like some weird Ibiza setting of like the range that this man is trying to like cover right now post basketball is just psychotic.
Yeah, he's a hustler. I'm so happy to be on his team and happy to have you on the air. And it's it really is. I mean, you've actually helped me get laid, I think, one night. That somebody thought I was you until, you know, the lights came on in the room a little later, you know, and they realized, you know, oh, this guy is not as attractive as Rob Dyrdek.
I wish you would have closed it out and then woken up and then, sorry about that.
So
that was ridiculous.
That was ridiculousness. The new season has kicked off of Ridiculousness with some fresh episodes every Monday night on MTV. How many seasons are we up to now on this show, Rob?
Believe it or not, airing the 16. I've already shot 17 and about to shoot 18 next month, and have signed on to shoot up to 24 right now.
Holy shit. That's crazy, man. I mean, this is like Simpsons type stuff. I mean, only cartoons make it this long because the actors don't age, you know? I mean, I've always said that, like The Simpsons and Family Guy, they could be forever because you could just keep drawing these characters, and they don't change. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
What's up with the longevity of this show?
That's why we're shooting so many. Hey, that's why we're shooting so many, because I'm fading up here. You know what I
mean?
That's why I got to keep the hoodie and the hat on, and because we're fading up here. Load up the makeup and do it on. I'm running it out over the next couple of years, and then into my adulthood. You know.
Yeah, finally at 50. You're gonna turn into an adult. But don't do that, man. We love that you're still young at heart and you're having fun on TV. We got anything new coming up for this season? As I watch the show now for years, I feel like the show is great, but it's kind of been the same. Is it the feeling of, hey, if it's working, don't break it? Or do you feel a little pressure that you may have to change it?
Yeah, look, I mean, zero. We're talking like I would say I'm going even lazier, simplifying it even further, right?
Yeah.
I just think it's it's just the reality of it is just sort of that structure and format, and it literally rates Big every single show and then reruns Big every show. That's why we've gone from, you know, shooting, you know, 30 or 40 a year to shooting 168 a year. That's why this new season they air 4 new episodes Monday through Thursday. It's just sort of a testament to, like, its sort of structure and the way it's put up now. Guest or no guest, it just continues to sort of deliver this core number, and which is unprecedented in television ever, right? So it's a blessing, and I think ultimately I have systematized it in a way that it's just incredibly easy for me. And I literally continue to simplify it to reduce the amount of time and effort I need to put in to execute it, especially when we shoot so many, you know.
And Viacom has got to love you, because MTV, let's face it, when me and you are close in age, when we were coming up, MTV, the spring break parties they would have, the VJs, the making of Thriller I had on VHS and watched over and over again. I mean, MTV was like the cable network of cable networks. And then they had a little shift, as I'm sure you're familiar with, and their programming started to suck, and nobody was watching MTV anymore. And I feel like, I mean, I don't want to stroke you a little bit, but I mean, Viacom should be kissing your ass, man. You have saved the day. You've got to have like the number one show on MTV. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's a mutually beneficial relationship, an incredible partnership, and the, you know, the guy that runs the network, Chris McCarthy, is the most amazing guy, and it's the reality of sort of what happened to cable in general, right? And cable TV, period. And it was this odd thing, right, where like ridiculousness should have been like any other sort of traditional cable show in the viral video space that made a run for, you know, 6-7 seasons and then tired out. But instead, it had this like strange sort of invigoration based off of the how sort of timeless and evergreen the reruns became, that it just ended up being this sort of utility player for the network, and why it is now sort of the cornerstone of its programming. And for them, it gives them this amazing base of profitability that they can then take risks and build other programming around to try to find other hits and become the studio and all the different things. So it's, you know, really mutually beneficial relationship, to say the least.
We're talking with my doppelganger, Rob Dyrdek, of course. He's the star of MTV's hit show Ridiculousness, Monday night fresh episodes, Monday through Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. You're going to see Rob on MTV. Here's the thing that also impresses me about the show, Rob, is a couple Christmases ago, I'm going to visit the family up in the Midwest. And my stepdad, he's your typical dad with the deluxe recliner. You know, he's got his drink there, he's got his food there, and he's watching TV. He's about 61, 62, something like that. This guy, when I roll in for Christmas, he can't stop watching Ridiculousness. So you have, you know, guys in their 60s, 70 that can relate to this show. They want to laugh. It's funny. And myself, you know, I just turned 40, so I'm into the show. I have children now. When I told my 12-year-old daughter I was going to be talking to you, oh, she was so excited. My kids love Ridiculousness. I can enjoy it myself and get great laughs out of it. My stepdad, who's in his 60s, loves it. And do you get that a lot? I mean, are you guys seeing in the ratings, too, that this is not, I mean, I know MTV's probably going after that 18 to 34. But this one opens up the ratings, I think, for older people. Have you found that you guys are hitting those older demos? Because this type of content, it doesn't matter who you are. When people are getting smacked in the face with a skateboard, that shit's funny.
Yeah, look, I think that's it's the testament of the longevity and the strength and why we shoot so many and air so many. Is because the audience really is like 6 to 80, you know. And I think there's just sort of, it's part of this new growth and resurgence is really that stepdad range, right? They're really, if I had spoken to, you know, a handful of people, it's almost a running theme through the entire thing this morning is about how many people's like 60 to 80 year old father is, they come home and see him watching it and laughing, you know, and I think that that's the beauty of the range of it, but that is also, you know, the truth of the matter of why it has been on for so long and continues to be performing the way it does, and seeming, you know, 500 episodes in, you know.
You got some great celebrity guests coming up on this season. Gene Simmons, I know he doesn't get out of bed for just anybody. I know Gene. Juicy J, you got a rapper, Jason Aldean bringing that country. Brian Urlacher, NFL star with the Chicago Bears. Do you have a favorite guest of all time, or at least one that stands out that maybe was a huge ratings getter? I mean, what was the guest that really brought it to the show?
Look, there's so many for so many different reasons. I mean, Gene Simmons is amazing, and he was great to have. I also see him all the time around my neighborhood. We live in, like, the same area, which I think is really funny. But, you know, I loved having Mike Tyson. I mean, Kevin Hart was amazing. Kobe Bryant was amazing. Some of the funniest people we ever had, T-Pain, Mac Miller, was truly one of the funniest guests we've ever had. And you know, Larry King, when he didn't know where he was until he, after one segment, he's like, okay, I get it. And then, like, he was such an amazing guest. Like, it was, it's a pretty remarkable additional value to have this sort of cool experience with different people on so many. That's really, really something that I value and we'll look back on long term, you know.
Who's a guest that you haven't gotten on that the producers maybe are trying? Is there a name out there that's on your radar? Like, I want to get this guy. I want to get this girl on the show. Who you hunting down to try to get on?
I mean, to me, it's like Barack Obama. Let me get like the former president of the United States and like Secret Service to vet everybody in the crowd to do like the Barack episode. That would be like the ultimate for me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, if I run into him, you know, I'll wear my hoodie. I'll wear my hat. I'll see if maybe I could talk him into it. We'll see how it goes.
Hey, just throw your hands around. Just talk with your hands and you can convince him.
I'm working on your mannerisms so that I can even get more of your spillover. Finally, before we wrap up, Rob, I'd like to know, as you being the entrepreneur that you are, I know that there has to be something that's next, maybe something that you're not talking about because everybody's all into this ridiculousness right now. But a guy like you, I know, has something burning on that back burner that's probably going to make its way to the front burner pretty soon, maybe, possibly. Could you disclose anything that you're working on outside of ridiculousness when this thing maybe, you know, you start to get bored with it?
Look, I've been bored for many years. And I have been masterminding, as I have throughout my career many years, and really the Dyrdek Machine, which is my business that builds businesses. You know, I really spent the last few years, you know, building a ton of companies, and really we had four really big acquisitions this year. So now sort of my process of building and selling businesses has been realized, that I'm about to sort of begin to bring all of that to the public in a much more significant way, including doing a business show that comes out next year. So my transition to full business guy begins starting this year, and will be sort of the next chapter, if you will, beyond ridiculousness. And sort of what will ultimately become my true legacy in the coming years, you know.
Awesome. I knew you were up to something, so we'll have to catch up with you again down the road as you start getting this stuff out there. We got to get Shaq on ridiculousness.
Man, it's like, you know, because we were supposed to trade out where when he was doing the video show, I went and shot a thing with him, and he was supposed to come and be on the show as like a swap out, and then he never did it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna make some calls. All right. If there's still gonna be room, I'm gonna get the big fella on, and then you know, maybe you could do a little tribute to Robin Big. You know, because then I don't know if you know this, but the people that are close to Shaq, his nickname is Big. That's what we call him. People that are close to him Big. So I think that you could maybe somewhat recreate that, and plus Shaq would be a great guest. So I'm gonna do everything I can to help make that happen for you. And thanks for your time, man. Go check out the new season of Ridiculousness. It's on MTV damn near every night of the week, Monday through Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. And he's got something big coming. So stay tuned to Rob Dyrdek. Thanks so much for your time, brother.